welcome you all to the second day of the Youth Bharti Yatra of the youth of Maharashtra and Goa. The word youth has a number of connotations. Youth means raw energy, a glimpse of which we saw yesterday, wherein the name of the Lord is taken with such vigor and vitality that everyone present can actually feel the sheer power and majesty of the Lord. The energy of youth also has one other dimension, that of a silent yet iron resolve to follow the path of the Lord. This involves constant contemplation on the teachings of the Lord. It involves rumination and pondering over the stories of some of the greatest devotees of the Lord, who managed to win his heart with their love and devotion. This is even more important today, especially for youth, as day by day we are moving closer and closer to the dawn of Satyuga, which is also called the age of the Shakti, the age of the feminine. Bhagwan himself has endorsed this by saying that his next avatar, that of Premasai, is going to be the avatar exclusively of Shakti. Hence, the Mahila youth of Maharashtra and Goa today will speak to you on their experiences, their glimpse of the golden age with Bhagwan. They will also speak to you on what the youth can do to usher in this era of spirituality. The goal of spirituality is to become one with the Lord. The process of spirituality is total surrender to Him. Surrender which Bhagwan Himself has taught all of us way back in the Dwapara Yuga as Lord Krishna through the Bhagavad Gita. So today, after the speeches are done, the Mahila youth of Maharashtra and Goa will present to you a musical based on the Bhagavad Gita titled Tvameva Sharanam Mama. So let us continue on this divine journey of becoming one with the Lord on this second day of the Youth Bharti Yatra of the youth of Maharashtra and Goa. Jai Sai Ram.
Sai Ram, I offer myself at thy divine lotus feet, dearest Lord Sai. Make me a worthy instrument in thy divine mission. A loving and warm Sai Ram to all. Dear brothers and sisters, one of the main reasons I chose to speak to you is because we often connect to a similar age group. Swami has often told his devotees that it is you who will bring in the golden age. Have we really given a thought to it? Or do we wait for Swami to move his magical wand and boom, the next day when we wake up, everything will be different? We'll see love, peace, happiness, brotherhood everywhere. Do you think this is how we will enter the golden age? In this whole process, our conscious efforts are needed. Yes, we all know that chanting Samasta Loka Sukhino Bhavantu, organizing and attending 12-hour Rudram chanting is necessary. But what more can we contribute to be a part of Swami's ulterior mission of establishing peace and happiness in the world. That is the golden age. Our contribution of even one good attribute towards the society is worth a million efforts. And that could be by always remaining happy. Come what may, whether adverse or favorable, when we have complete faith in Swami, we will always be happy. The words happy and smile seem very simple, but it has a multiplier effect. It is something like you throw a stone in the water and it creates several ripples. Just the same way, a smile, a simple smile thrown at someone you're passing by can make someone's day. And the surprised yet sweetest smile you get in return is just enough satisfaction. Happiness is contagious. It makes all the people we associate with happy. By counting our blessings and being grateful for them, we will remain happy always. It keeps all the shajapus away, makes us feel positive, feel optimistic. Whenever you are at your low, tell yourself that Swami is there to take care of you, and you will be happy almost instantly. Your friends and others you associate with will notice this. Because of following Swami's teachings, I often get appreciation from my friends and acquaintances that, how are you always happy and smiling all the time? Don't you ever get angry, they say. They tell me that they really like this attribute and want to be the same. Youth picks up many things from their peers. Haven't we all been tempted to do something that a friend just tried? Hence, Sai Revolution should not come across as intimidating. In fact, Swami loves every step taken. Youth will be the ones who will leap into the golden age, he has said. Dear brothers and sisters, Swami has great faith in youth, and that is for a reason. So, let us live up to it. Jai Sai Ram.
Shri Sai Ram, pranams at the lotus feet of my dearest Swami, and a loving Sai Ram to one and all present here. They say that of all the attachments in the world, the least harmful and the most beneficial is attachment to God. True to that, since my childhood, I have always been attached to Sai Bhajans and Balvikas, to the extent that my parents would often use my weakness to get my homework done. Back in the year 2009, as I was finishing school, my parents decided to take me on a holiday to my uncle's house in Chicago. But I put forth a condition that I would join the trip if and only if they agreed to take me for a Sai Bhajan in Chicago. My parents too agreed to the strange condition of a 17-year-old. And thus began the travel preparations, as well as the hunt for Sai Samithis around the vicinity. The day of our journey arrived, and no contact of Sai centers. With a grumpy face, I mumbled. I had only one request, and that too was not being fulfilled. But little did I know that God's delays are not His denials. As we embarked on our journey, at every step, we saw Swami's photos and blessings. They say that coincidence is that instance where God chooses to remain anonymous. So too, during our transit at Frankfurt Airport, we met Vedanarayan sir from Parthi, and I immediately knew that it was a Sai incident indeed. I rushed to him, introducing myself, asked about the Sai centers in Chicago. With his help, we were able to attend the Sai Bhajans in the center. Since that day, I say with conviction that nothing can happen without his will. I can, with a lot of pride, find innumerable differences between my life and the life of my peers who are not in Swami's fold. Unlike their Friday evening's parting, I am preparing for Bal Vikas the next day. Unlike their Saturday clubbing, I am busy in Narayan Seva and Vedam classes. Unlike their Sunday shopping in malls, I am enjoying Samiti Bhajans. I meet my friends in study circles, Sai Bhajans and Gram Sevas. My late night loud music is Akhand Bhajans. I often get told that I live under a rock and I need to come out of it. But I wish to tell each one of them that my Swami is the big rock I live under. And I'm immensely blessed to be living under His shelter. And it is not just me, but an entire Sai family that lives under His shelter. And He protects us from the vices of the world, just like the eyelids protect the eyes. Jab se maine Sai paya, mera jeevan badal badal gaya. Jai Sai Ram.
Sai Ram, my humble pranams at the divine lotus feet of our beloved Swami. Prema Swarup Lara, embodiment of love. Nenu eppudu mi ventane, jentane, kantane, intane untanu. I am always with you, before you, behind you, around you and within you. Isn't this the assurance that Swami has given to each one of us? This has absolutely been true in my life. I have always felt Swami's divine presence in every action of mine, holding me and walking with me in all the ups and downs of my life. Our family came into Swami's fold way back in 1965, when my grandfather saw Swami during one of his visits to Mumbai. Just as the iron filings get attracted to its magnet, so did my grandfather get attracted to its Swami. Divine love at first sight indeed. But it was the testing phase for them when my mother, their 8-year-old child, was detected with 3 holes in her heart and needed an operation urgently. In spite of the operation date being fixed, my grandfather urged to visit Swami and have his darshan. After a wait of 15 long days, my grandfather finally got the divine interview. With lots of love, Swami said, "Bangaru, why are you worried about your daughter? She is my child. Take the 16 vibhuti packets and give it to her with water and she'll be fine soon." After consuming vibhuti religiously, the doctors were taken aback to see that she was completely fine. Divine vibhuti has always been a savior for our entire family. Paramam pavitram baba vibhutim, paramam vichitram leela vibhutim. When I had conceived, due to morning sickness and nausea, my body had become very weak. During the 4th month, I had urged to abort my child. But at that very thought, Swami had materialized vibhuti and little feet of baby Krishna. As soon as I applied that vibhuti to my entire body, the very thought of abortion got completely erased. Now, with Swami's grace, I'm blessed with a loving son, always immersed in all Sai activities. He's as naughty as little Krishna and as divine as Hanuman to do any seva for Swami. Dear brothers and sisters, when our beloved Swami is ready to give his eternal love, why ask for merely worldly things? He has given us a wonderful Sai family to live in a Sai kingdom. What more can we ask for, Swami? Mother, oh Mother Sai Ma, you mean the whole world to me, Sai Ma. Jai Sai Ram.
Om Shri Sai Ram, please let us give a huge round of applause to Sister Saishwari Patil, Sister Rati Venkat, and Sister Veena Chenuri. And now we begin the next presentation for the day, the musical on the Bhagavad Gita called Tvameva Sharanam Mama.
Om Shri Sai Ram. Swami, Alanati Kalamulo, Arjunudu, Kurukshetra Ranarangamulo Nunchunnappudu, Tana Manasanta Avedanato Nindipoyindi. Asamayamuna, Mire, Krishna Vatarivai, Bhagavad Gita Ane Divyamrutamuto, Tanani Adukunnaru Swami.
E Kalamulo, E Nati Yuvata, మానవ విలువలను మరచిపోయి అనేక సమస్యలతో దిక్కు తోచక చీకటిలో అజ్ఞానముతో మసలుతున్నప్పుడు మీరే సనాతన సారథివై అదే భగవద్గీతను సూక్ష్మీకరించి యువతకు సులభముగా అర్థమయ్యే రీతిలో ప్రతి సమస్యకు సమాధానం చూపించారు కదా స్వామి.
Not working. Sai Ram. Swami, the people of Maharashtra and Goa celebrate the festival of Ashadi Ekadashi by contemplating on God through satsang. So today, on the auspicious occasion of Ashadi Ekadashi, we, the youth of Maharashtra and Goa, offer at your lotus feet a glimpse of the greatest satsang to have ever taken place on planet Earth. On the battlefield of Kurukshetra, the satsang between man and God. We present to you a musical based on the Bhagavad Gita, the musical entitled Tvameva Sharanam Mama.
Swami, we implore Mother Gita to show us the way with our sacred chants, the meaning of the chants brought out by the stories of some of the greatest women of Bharat, whom you have cited as examples in the practice of the Gita's liberating essence. So, presenting before you, Tvameva Sharanam Mama.
journey towards you, we are often jostled by troubles and vicissitudes. The sense of equanimity eludes us. But in your boundless love, you have given us the panacea for this despairing state in this chant of the Gita.
The meaning of the shloka is exemplified by Mother Kunti. She never attached any importance to the fleeting pleasures of life. She welcomed even grief as your blessing.
Aspirations, since their attainment is the goal of all karma, karma which we must relentlessly engage in as long as we are alive. Mother Gita resolves this karmic paradox for us in this chant.
Mother Shabari lived the essence of Nishkama Karma. She did not know when you would visit her. Yet, for years together, she spent every moment of her life preparing her home and her heart for your darshan.
Right or wrong, this internal Kurukshetra that rages in our minds leaves us helpless with anxiety and fear.
Mother Sakubai surrendered unconditionally to you. For that, you assumed her form to fulfill all her worldly duties and her spiritual yearning.
Ishwari Iksha Deeta Apuri Iksha Manate
Bhagwan. True surrender can be done only with a pure heart. But we often wonder whether our actions are motivated by purity or by kama, krodha, lobha, moha, mada, matsarya. How then can we trust our karmas to be worthy of surrender to you?
Shloka is the story of Mother Rukmini. It highlights how you joyously accept even the smallest of actions offered to you with love and devotion.
Divine love, which will purify all our actions, making them worthy of surrender to you.
Swami, memu ye vidamuga atuvante divyamaina premanu pempondinchukonagalamu. Anduvalana maa sarvakaryamulu meeku samarpincha yogyamulagunu.
Divine love. They worship your divine essence in every facet of the world around them. They knew that nothing is separate or distinct from you.
Hey.
Baba, you have said that the Gita is the means to cross the ocean of life. She has shown us the way to bliss through unconditional surrender that is attained by developing divine love.
Never before in the history of creation has the Bhagavad Gita been more relevant, more needed for the redemption of man as it is today.
Yet, in your infinite compassion, you have further simplified the Jnana Yoga, the Karma Yoga, and the Bhakti Yoga of the Gita through your divine sayings.
Our beloved Sai Krishna, to us, your sayings are our Gita of the Kali Yuga.
The Jnana Yoga, the profound simplicity of truth. Action to reach you.
Bend the body.
Love for every facet of your divine creation.
Start the day with love. Fill the day with love. Spend the day with love. End the day with love.
Bhagwan, we need your grace to be able to pay heed to the Gita, forever echoing in our hearts as the voice of the conscience. Swami, may we all unconditionally surrender to you our thoughts, our desires, our lives. Anyatha sharanam nasti, tvameva sharanam mama. Tvameva sharanam mama, tvameva sharanam mama.
నటులను ఎప్పుడు ఆలకింపగ చేయుమా నీ ఉపదేశ గీత నిరంతరము అంతరంగమున సదా నిలిచియున్నాయి త్వమేవ శరణం
సంజయ Thank you. ईश्वर साई नाथ।
नाम बोलो गोविंद नाम बोलो, साई नाम बोलो गोविंद नाम बोलो,
साई नाम बोलो गोविंद नाम बोलो,
महादेव बोलो जय पानु रंग 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 बोलो,
साई नाम बोलो गोविंद नाम बोलो,
भगवान श्री सत्य साई बाबा जी की
जय।